Senator Cruz, great honor to welcome you to the show.
Michael, thank you very much. It's great to join you.
Well, first of all, one of the things everybody is talking about right now because of some of the bitterness in this primary campaign, particularly in New York State, what are you going to do to bring the Republican Party together, to unite us, and actually win this election in November?
Well, Michael, that really is the $64,000 question. We have got to come together and unite if we're going to win. And I'll tell you, we are seeing that happening every day. What we're seeing happening initially is the 65 to 70% of Republicans nationwide who recognize that Donald Trump is not the best candidate to run against Hillary Clinton, that Donald loses and loses badly to Hillary. We are seeing those Republicans every day uniting behind our campaign, coming together. You know, if you look at the 17 Republicans who originally ran for president, an amazingly talented, diverse field, five of those 17 have now endorsed our campaign. We have the support of Rick Perry and Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush and Scott Walker and Carly Fiorina. And if you throw into the mix Senator Mike Lee and Mark Levin, you've got really the full range, the full ideological range of the Republican Party. And that unity is growing every day. And what we're working to do is really unify the party, number one, to win, to earn a majority of the delegates and earn the nomination. But number two, critically, to win in November and beat Hillary Clinton, so that we can change the path we're on and we can bring jobs and economic growth and freedom and opportunity back to millions of Americans who are hurting.
Okay, what do you say to people, and they call this show all the time, who are Trump true believers, and the kind of people who are saying, if Trump doesn't get the nomination, I'm tearing up my Republican card. There are videos on the internet about this. I would never vote for Ted Cruz. What do you say to people like that? Because you want and need their votes, don't you?
Absolutely, and we're working hard to earn their votes. Now, you know, in the course of a primary, an election is hard fought, and it's passionate, and I understand the Trump supporters are supporting their guy, and that's part of the process. You know, I can tell you, if you look at the two issues that have most energized Trump supporters, they are immigration, stopping illegal immigration, and they are jobs, bringing jobs back to America. And on both of those are at the heart of our campaign. Both of those have been issues I've been fighting for a long, long time. And so what I believe is going to happen, I think we are very likely to go to a contested convention in Cleveland. And if that happens, I'll come in with a ton of delegates. Donald will come in with a ton of delegates. We will have a battle on the floor. And I think we are in the much stronger position to prevail, to earn a majority of the delegates who are elected by the people. And if that happens, we're then going to work very, very hard to bring together those supporters of the other side who didn't prevail in the election to come together and unify. It's not an easy thing to do. It's never an easy thing to do. But I think the keys to doing it are, number one, focusing on issues that drew them into politics in the first place. But number two, I think it matters how you conduct yourself. You know, as others have engaged in nasty and personal attacks and gone into the gutter, I have consistently endeavored not to respond in kind, to stay out of the gutter, to keep focused on policy and issues. And I think, Michael, that makes it easier to bring people together at the end of the process.
Well, it certainly will as a candidate against Hillary Clinton. You mentioned before the issue of jobs and the issue of border security. And on those issues, there is substantial agreement between yourself and Mr. Trump, isn't there? You both want sweeping tax reform. You both want much tighter border security. You both are very hardline on immigration. And you both are very skeptical of trade deals. I know you're opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, even though Mr. Trump says the opposite. You've always been opposed to it from the beginning. So are there key issues where you think you disagree with Donald Trump?
Well, there are a number of issues, and you know, let's start with immigration. You know, Donald has had some very harsh rhetoric on immigration, but if you actually look at his substantive policies, there's very little substance there. I mean, he talks about building the wall, but it was reported just a couple of months ago that Donald sat down with the editorial board of the New York Times and said that he didn't intend to build a wall, he didn't intend to deport people, that was all just rhetoric he was telling the voters, and he wasn't going to actually try to do it if he ever got elected. Now that conversation is on tape. The New York Times has that tape. They won't release it because they have to get Donald's permission, and Donald is terrified to release that tape because it shows that he is telling the editors of the New York Times that he doesn't believe what he's saying about immigration. The difference is with me, you know, I can tell you back when the Gang of Eight amnesty fight was happening in Congress, that was in 2013, at the time, Donald Trump had funded the Gang of Eight, had funded five of the eight members of the Gang of Eight who were pushing to amnesty, giving them over $50,000. He was a major funder. And I was leading the fight against amnesty. So on immigration, I agree that his public rhetoric, once he became a presidential candidate, became very tough. But his record is really quite contradictory to what his public record is. And the difference is, I've got a record to match what I'm saying. And as president, I will secure the border. We will end sanctuary cities. We will end illegal immigration. We're going to keep this country safe and secure. And the effect of that is going to be to raise wages and bring jobs back to this country.
Let's go to an issue that I know is of special concern to many voters in New York State, which is American policy toward the Middle East. Mr. Trump originally said, and he's walked it back, that he would achieve peace between Israel and the Palestinians by maintaining strict neutrality. Would you be neutral in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and Hamas?
Not remotely. And this is one of the sharpest areas of disagreement between me and Donald Trump is on foreign policy, and in particular when it comes to Israel. As you noted, Donald has said many times that he would be neutral between Israel and the Palestinians. I will not be neutral. I will stand unapologetically with the nation of Israel. And I think it says something about Donald that he cannot tell the difference between our friends and our enemies, that he cannot distinguish between Israel and Islamic terrorists who want to kill us. I would note also that Donald said in a question and answer recently that he would consider substantially reducing the military aid that we give to Israel, and that he would make Israel, quote, pay big time for it. I think that is a very naive view, and as president, I would look seriously at expanding the military aid to Israel, because that military assistance benefits the United States, provides enormous national security benefits. And I would note another difference, which is that I have said as president that on the very first day in office, I will begin the process of moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Donald Trump just hired an individual to run his campaign, to be his lead person on his campaign, who was a paid lobbyist for Saudi Arabia, got hundreds of thousands of dollars from Saudi Arabia to lobby against moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
That same individual has also worked on behalf of Vladimir Putin for President Yanukovych. You're talking about Paul Manafort.
I am.
I take it you have a less positive view of Vladimir Putin as a role model than does Mr. Trump.
I think that's exactly right. You know, Donald has said that very praising things about Putin, because he said that I guess Putin said nice things to him in a green room of a TV interview. I actually think the commander-in-chief should have some greater awareness of the issues in the world and the threats facing this country. I think Putin is essentially a KGB thug.
Oh, that's very clear language from Senator Ted Cruz. We are going to post information about your campaign. I wish you, Senator, Godspeed in New York and in Pennsylvania coming up, and in upcoming primaries all the way to Cleveland.